discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Who and or what is William Jewell, and why is that important on August 16th? We discuss next.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
But we think that by the end of our program, you too will be able to hold two opposing ideas in your mind. First, that Elvis Presley passed away in 1977, and secondly, that he still may be alive.
4:05, welcome in on August 16th, 2017. I said August 18th there on accident because that's when the Chick-fil-A cards that we have expire.
That.
And that's what I've been thinking about for the last 2 hours since I magically found one on my desk chair. Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. That's the voice that you just heard. Kyle Mann, our producer on the other side of the glass. We'll get to the glass in just a bit as well. Lots of stuff coming your way today. Great program on the horizon. We are going to talk with the number one overall pick in this year's Major League Baseball draft. He's here in Cedar Rapids now as a member of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Royce Lewis. You'll hear from him at 5 o'clock. Also tonight, the 6 o'clock showdown, a chance for you to win some tickets to see Royce Lewis and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They've only got about, I think it's 7 home games remaining. Hard to believe before the Midwest League postseason rolls around and we turn our attention to football. Yesterday was dorm move-in day in Iowa City as well, so we're going to chat a little bit about the process of moving into the dorms, your memories and recollections. If you've got a good story, share it with us at 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And yes, today, the 40th anniversary of the passing of the king, Elvis Presley, if you believe Elvis is actually dead, which leads us to the poll question that Scott and Mark conveniently didn't have time to get to because of Caddy Smack. Elvis, dead or alive? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. I think they didn't mention the poll question because maybe they're in on the conspiracy. Elvis.
So you think he's
still alive? Could be. He'd be 82 years old if he were still alive.
I don't think
he's
still alive.
You go to Memphis all the time? You spend a lot of time in Memphis. Have you ever been to Graceland?
I've never been to Graceland. I drove by it accidentally.
Have you ever been tailgating for one of your brother's games there at the University of Memphis and you looked across the parking lot and maybe there was a heavy set guy with some mutton chops and you go, could be the king?
I have. In fact, Elvis impersonators show up at his game all the time.
Just show Elvis and see if the guy turns around or flinches or looks like he wants to answer to the name, but he doesn't.
In fact, he's dressed like him and impersonating him, so he does respond to that name. They actually went to the Bull Trip a couple years ago in Miami Beach. Could you imagine an Elvis impersonator walking down South Beach?
Well, we've got Hawkeye Elvis here in eastern Iowa. He goes to all... Kyle, why didn't we have Hawkeye Elvis on the program today on the 40th anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley? Because some people believe that he is still alive. It's one of my favorite, I guess you could call it a conspiracy theory, that Elvis is still alive.
More likely still alive. Elvis or Tupac?
Oh, Elvis. Elvis. I don't think in this day and age, Tupac could just drop off the face of the earth and then reappear as a hologram. No. But back in 77, Elvis, maybe he just had enough, had a group of people that helped him. There's no way. He's dead. But we'll let you indulge your wildest conspiracy theories with us later on tonight as well. Cubs wound up losing to Cincinnati last night. That's okay. They didn't really lose any ground in the National League Central. They've still got a 1.5 game lead on both the Cardinals and the Brewers. Cardinals continue their series with the Red Sox tonight. It'll be Lance Lynn and Eduardo Rodriguez, 6:10 first pitch at Fenway Park. John Lackey takes the mound for the Cubs tonight. 7:05 first pitch at Wrigley Field as Homer Bailey toes the rubber for the Reds. The big news came out about half an hour ago, now maybe 40 minutes ago, but we knew the release was coming today at 3:30 of the Big Ten men's basketball schedules for the upcoming season, and we've got Iowa's fresh, hot off the presses. The Hawkeyes, and this is still going to take some getting used to, but, and I actually did a double take because I had momentarily forgotten that this is the case this year, but Iowa's Big Ten opener, mark it on your calendars now, Hawkeye basketball fans, Saturday, December 2nd. Not a typo. Saturday, December 2nd, the Hawkeyes will welcome Penn State to Carver Hawkeye Arena. Their first Big Ten road game this year is Monday the 4th. They'll travel to Indiana. So here's what the schedule looks like for the Hawkeyes. They will play a pair of exhibition games on October 27th and November 2nd against William Jewell College.
Can you tell me where William Jewell College is?
Every time I hear William Jewell, all I can think of is Richard Jewell, who was the suspected Olympic Park bomber at the Atlanta Olympics, who since has had his name cleared.
I'll give you a hint.
Is it in Memphis?
No, it's not, but it is in a regional city within a
six-hour
drive.
Is it a school out east?
It's actually not out east.
Okay, so it fails the Matt Campbell geography test. Kansas City.
Yes, I'm sorry that I didn't have the sound effect.
Is that actually it?
You are correct.
Holy cow. I just guessed.
William Jewell College in Kansas City, Missouri.
William Jewell College in Belmont Abbey, which is not to be confused with Downton Abbey. Yeah, I can't believe
I don't know where Belmont.
I can't believe it. Well, Belmont is in Nashville. I doubt Belmont Abbey is located in Nashville. I'm with you, folks. I can't believe I get paid to do this either. Home opener for the Hawkeyes when wins and losses actually matter. Friday, November 10th against Chicago State. The Cougars.
Alma mater of Kanye West.
I didn't know. I think, was that Craig Hodges? There was a former Chicago Bull that was the head coach at Chicago State for a while. So, Big Ten opener, Saturday, December 2nd. If you are unaware, because Jim Delaney sold his soul to the devil so that the Big Ten could have its conference tournament in Madison Square Garden in New York City this year, because the Big East also holds its conference tournament at Madison Square Garden, Jim Delaney said, yeah, we'll back up the schedule. We'll have the Big Ten tournament a week earlier than we normally would, which has caused Big Ten conference games to be played the first week of December. So you do a double take when you look at the schedule, and then you get over it. I think it is interesting, though, because you look at the month of December for Iowa. They play two Big Ten games and then travel to Ames to take on Iowa State December 7th, and then they don't play another Big Ten game again until January 2nd when they host Michigan at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa will wrap up the Big Ten campaign Sunday, February 25th at home against Northwestern. The Iowa women's basketball schedule also released today. The Big Ten opener for Lisa Bluter's squad, December 28th on the road in Madison against the Badgers. The Hawkeyes' first home game on the women's side will be New Year's Eve, presumably day, or early in the afternoon on December 31st. Iowa will play Michigan. The non-conference schedule for the Hawkeyes, home games against Chicago State, Alabama State, Grambling State. If you have State in your name, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to wind up on somebody's non-conference schedule for college basketball. Southern, not to be confused with Southern Utah, who comes to Carver Hawkeye 9 days later.
The Jaguars of Southern.
And Northern Illinois. That's the non-conference home slate this season. So it's probably a good thing that Iowa has a relatively strong slate of home games.
It'll be interesting to see how they do in the Cayman Islands Classic, because that poses the potential of them playing some decent competition. Wyoming and South Dakota State in there. Virginia Tech is going to boost, I think, is going to boost their non-conference schedule a lot. And possibly that game against Colorado. We'll see how Colorado finishes out, but that program under Tad Boyle has been pretty good the last 5 or 6 years. And if they can have a little bit of an uptick, it'll boost the non-conference schedule, which looks a little bit rough on the surface. But so are pretty much all of the non-conference schedules, other than when you get Duke or Kansas playing in that opening week tip-off.
6739 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Great schedule. Good thing we don't play Augustana again. That was the exhibition game that the Hawkeyes lost a couple years ago, and everybody lost their mind, and Iowa wound up having one of its best seasons under Fran McCaffrey. So, que sera, sera. I can't imagine season ticket holders are feeling too good about the non-conference schedule today, but those are the games that you give away to your neighbor or to the guy across from you in the cubicle at work. Hey, Bill, I've got Hawkeye tickets for Thursday night's game. I'm not going to be able to use them. Would you like to go see Grambling or Grambling State, which, of course, has ties to Iowa on the football side of things? Eddie Robinson, their longtime, a legendary former coach, did a little graduate work at the University of Iowa. Look, the Big Ten home schedule, though, for the Hawkeyes, as we said, starts with Penn State December 2nd, and then a month later resumes with Michigan on January 2nd, Ohio State January 4th, and I thought this was a little interesting. There's a gap between January 4th and the 20th, so the Hawkeyes go 2 weeks without playing a game at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Purdue and Wisconsin, back-to-back home games, Saturday, January 20th and Tuesday, the 23rd. Minnesota comes to town on the 30th. February 6th, Michigan State and Tom Izzo make an appearance at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. February 17th is Indiana and Northwestern on the 25th. And I think if you look at this, you say, well, the schedule appears to be a little tougher on the back end for Iowa, which may or may not be a bad thing. You allow Luka Garza and Jack Nungi and some of the younger players to get their feet underneath them in the early going. Look, right out of the gate, you want to talk Big Ten, Penn State at Indiana. First, let's just do the first six games here. Penn State at Indiana, Michigan, Ohio State, at Maryland, at Illinois, at Rutgers. That's seven. But you go at Maryland, at Illinois, at Rutgers. Maryland's probably the best of the three teams there, but that's a really favorable. If you've got to play three games in 10 days on the road in the Big Ten, that's not a bad stretch.
It's not. And you talk about the non-conference schedule for season ticket holders, and we've chatted about this before because the pairings for the Big Ten schedule were released previously to today. They were just released the dates of the games. But in the Big Ten, season ticket holders are going to get their money's worth at Carver-Hawkeye Arena this winter and into the spring. And really, actually, not into the spring, because the Big Ten schedule cuts off a week earlier this year than it did last year, and it has for as long as I can remember. But home games against Michigan, Ohio State, Purdue, Wisconsin, some of these games where they don't have to go on the road, and they don't have to go on the road and play Michigan State. That is a huge benefit for not only the fans at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, who get to see that one marquee matchup against a marquee team at home that the team will play all year, but it's good for a young team that doesn't have to travel on the road and play in some of the best venues and the toughest venues to play in the Big Ten.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for helping me with that spreadsheet. Hey, I can't use my tickets to the Hawkeye game. You want to use them this Friday night? Chicago State. There you go. Take the kids. Have a good time.
I don't think they'll be doing that for many of the Big Ten games, though.
No, it's a really, we've talked about this before, because the Big Ten, you know who you're going to play twice, and then you know your one-off opponents for both home games and away games. So we knew Iowa had a relatively favorable schedule in front of it this year. And I think if you're Fran McCaffrey,
you're probably smiling. Cyclone Tim is putting the text line to a workout today. Quite a bit for a Hawkeye schedule segment here, but I got to tip my cap to Cyclone Tim and the folks over at Bim Ritter, because I see the Cedar Rapids Colonels are already selling Royce Lewis number 30 jerseys at the Diamond Shop at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That was a quick turnaround time.
It was. Wow.
Lewis just joined the team on Saturday. If you are a Minnesota Twins fan, if you're a Colonels fan, you're going to want to tune in at 5 o'clock tonight. Coming up in about 40 minutes, we'll chat with the number one overall pick in this year's draft, Royce Lewis. What a tremendous kid. He's in a little bit of a slump right now. His batting average is down to .538. I think that's why Tommy Watkins gave him the night off last night against the Bees. In all seriousness, no, it's really going to be fun to watch him over the final 3 weeks of the season. And then cross your fingers, and maybe he starts the season back here in 2018 and we get to see him for a little bit longer in a Colonel's uniform. But very, very impressive young man. We've got a lot more to get to coming up on the program today. Some of it even has to do with sports. I know that's going to be hard for some people to believe. Something non-sports related, although it is in a sports venue, the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. We've got tickets for you today to see Hairball coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena in November. You may recall about a year or so ago they had a show there at the Ice Arena. It was fantastic. They packed the place in. Rock and roll and Elvis will never die as long as Hairball has anything to say about it. That's because Elvis may or may not still be alive. And no, someone on the text line said, wouldn't Elvis be over 100 if he were still alive today?
You said 82, right?
82. He was born in 1935 in Tupelo, Mississippi. So, you tell me.
You think if he's still alive, he still lives in Graceland?
As like the caretaker?
Yeah,
no.
Just the inauspicious older gentleman.
Look, can't you see it, though? I mean, worldwide fame, can't walk down the street without getting mobbed, and someday Elvis just says, yeah, I'm going to walk away from all of this. Leave the money behind, the TCB chains, all of that good stuff, Priscilla, and I'm just going to go incognito, and I'm going to finish out my days working in a 7-Eleven.
Well, yeah, Dave Chappelle did that, but he didn't fake his death.
Yeah, and he didn't change his name or his identity. Clayton Bigsby. No, we're not going down that road. Not in this climate. 4:22, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We'll find out what Kyle has to say on our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. That's coming up for you in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. It's the historic Main Gym right here at KGYM. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
DEPACO is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers DEPACO Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, DEPACO members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at DEPACO.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use DEPACO, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels will fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Bob Brooks commemorative bobblehead. And the Colonels will wear Hawkeye bib-themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County Eye Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Experience Colonels baseball, where it's always a great time.
It's only 22 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
425, welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn coming to you from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We'll be here in the studio again tomorrow, and then on Friday, Alex is taking his final day of vacation before football season starts. I will be at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City along with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. LinderTire.com. Check them out in person. Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Good, exciting stuff on the way this college football season with Rob as he becomes a, sort of an associate member of the KGYM staff here. I credit Rob. I think he wants to sort of keep his distance from some of the shenanigans here. If I'm Rob and I'm sitting at home and I'm listening and I'm hearing talk of whether or not Elvis is dead, I'm wondering, do I really want to throw in with these guys? But he's dipping his toe into the water.
The one day where Rob filled in for you at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. All hell broke loose with the weather, but there was a particular moment when, if you remember correctly, it was the day before we left for Chicago. It was the program before we were in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days, and we were doing checking in with Doug and Daddy every day, and we actually punted checking in with Doug and Daddy that day, and Rob was very relieved. He's like, are you guys doing, are we doing checking in with Doug and Daddy? I'm like, I don't think we're going to do that today. He's like, good.
It's good to know. I guess it's good to know that people listen. Speaking of our listeners, we give a shout out to a special visitor to Eastern Iowa today. I understand that BJ and Marion's mom is in town. And I've been following along with her visit on his Twitter feed. Apparently, she makes exquisite breakfast tacos.
That sounds delicious.
Breakfast
Hello,
tacos.
Hello, BJ and Mary.
You know
mom.
Who probably liked breakfast tacos? Elvis.
He probably did, or
Think
does.
Of all of the things that Elvis, if he did fake his own death, has seen since in the 40 years since that happened that he may or may not have been able to enjoy. Because he's got to keep a low profile.
I bet with the amount of money that he has, he could still enjoy.
Yeah, but when you go off the grid,
delicacies.
When you go off the grid, you can't just be some random anonymous millionaire. That's going to give
true.
It away. People are going to know it's you, Elvis. I guarantee you, someone listening to this program thinks Elvis is still alive.
Oh, absolutely.
I guarantee it, and we're 100% going to
somebody does.
We're going to see whether or not we can find somebody coming up in hour number two of the program after we chat with Royce Lewis, the number one overall pick in this year's Major League Baseball draft. Colonels on the road tonight; they take on the Burlington Bees. Back home Friday, I should say. The Beloit Snappers come to town. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night. And that's the second to last Mug Club night of the year.
Yes.
Elvis would have loved Mug Club night. 428. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where if Elvis Presley were alive, he would put his millions in their bank. I'm sure of it.
The Iowa men's basketball team released its full schedule for the upcoming season this afternoon. They'll play two exhibitions, beginning with William Jewell College, a private Division II school in Missouri. The first regular season home game will be on November 10th with Chicago State, and the first conference game will be at home against Penn State on December 2nd. The Iowa women will begin Big Ten play on December 28th in Wisconsin, and will play their first home conference game on December 31st, hosting Michigan. Seniors linebacker Josie Jewell and offensive lineman Sean Welsh were named second-team All-Americans by Sports Illustrated today. Jewell and Welsh joined the likes of Desmond King and Brandon Scherf as preseason selections by Sports Illustrated. The Iowa baseball team left on their flight to Taiwan last night on their way to represent the United States at the World University Games. Other countries competing are France, China, Russia, Japan, South Korea, Czech Republic, and Mexico, who the Hawkeyes will play in their first game on Sunday. The Colonels beat the Burlington Bees last night 5-2, thanks primarily to a three-run home run by Caleb Hamilton in the first inning. They've split the first two games, but they'll play the third of four tonight with Tyler Watson taking on Jose Suarez beginning at 6:30. The Twins fell to the Indians last night 8-1, but they'll be right here on KGYM again tonight after our show. It's going to be Kyle Gibson and Carlos Carrasco on the mound with first pitch set for 7:10. You can hear it on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
14 hours, the trip for the Iowa baseball team from Chicago to Taiwan.
Direct flight?
They did have a direct flight, I believe. 14 hours.
What's the longest you've ever been on a plane?
When we went to the Dominican a couple years ago, it was just under 5, I think. And I was ready to tear my hair out at that point. It's like,
I've never been on a flight longer than 4 hours. And even when it's right at 4 hours, I'm ready to tear my hair out. Too long to be inside a plane.
14 hours.
Do they have any way where you can stand up and stretch out? I know that they... Or are they as strict about, well, that's a different subject for a different day, but are they as strict about not getting up and staying in your seat and keeping your seatbelt buckled on a 14-hour flight as they are a 4-hour flight?
Probably not. Probably. You know who would have hated spending 14 hours on a plane?
Elvis.
Elvis, yeah. Yeah, it's not going to get old at all today before 7 o'clock, is it? Hour number one continues on after this. You got any good dorm move-in stories? We'll talk about it next. 319-366-1600. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn right here on good old KGYM.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Arbitrator Harold Henderson will hear the appeal of Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension to start the season. The Cowboys running back was accused multiple times by his ex-girlfriend of domestic assault and was suspended by the league under the personal conduct policy. Henderson also handled the appeal hearings of Adrian Peterson and Greg Hardy. Steelers GM Kevin Colbert says he's counting on running back Le'Veon Bell to have a big year. Problem is, the team still has no idea when Bell will show up. Bell is not under contract. He has not yet signed his franchise tag deal for $12.1 million. The Seahawks signed cornerback Tremaine Brock to a one-year contract. Brock was cut by the 49ers back in April after a domestic violence arrest, but those charges were thrown out of court last week. Baseball finals today. The Marlins beat the Giants 8-1. Giancarlo Stanton's streak of consecutive games with a home run ends at 6. He did have a couple of hits. The Brewers beat the Pirates 7-6. Angels take the Nationals 3-2.
Brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Find select styles like Levi's 514 Straight Fit for $39.99 and 511 Slim Fit for $41.99. Deals like this won't last long. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all
I'll pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1:30. When you get there, you'll pick up your kit, divide into groups, and head around town to spiff things up. The first 50 people to pick up a kit get a free mini cooling towel. There'll be snacks and a group photo of all you do-gooders, too. This is a great way to show your kids how to make a positive impact on the community. Be part of the One Bag Challenge Saturday. Get details at cleanupcr.com.
This Saturday, join Cargill and the Colonels for a special night for Special Olympics Iowa. During the game, browse the huge silent auction on the concourse to benefit Special Olympics Iowa. The gates open at 5:30, and bidding will run throughout the game on Iowa and Iowa State merchandise and tickets, spa packages, restaurant gift certificates, and other local items and sports memorabilia. Following the game, enjoy fireworks sponsored by Special Olympics. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
4:35, welcome back in the Todd Brolecamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, continuing until 7 o'clock tonight on 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM if you're listening to us in Iowa City, or 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency, which can be heard all across eastern Iowa. Don't forget, stop by KGYMradio.com to vote in a very important poll question. Elvis, dead or alive? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on today, the 40th anniversary of the passing of the King, Elvis Presley, who would be 82 if he were alive today. Going back to how last half hour ended, we're talking about the Iowa baseball team on the 14-plus hour flight from Chicago to Taiwan, where they will represent the United States in the World University Games. Their first game is Saturday against Team Mexico. And that got me thinking, that's probably enough time where you could get the Wade Boggs challenge accomplished. Are you familiar with the...
Negative.
The legend of Wade Boggs, the Boston Red Sox Hall of Fame third baseman, who allegedly once drank... The number seems to fluctuate, but there are stories that Wade Boggs would routinely, on cross-country flights from Boston to, say, play the California Angels or the Seattle Mariners, routinely drink up to 50 to 60 beers on a cross-country flight from Boston to Seattle. And at
one
point,
I call shenanigans.
Well,
50 beers.
Yes. And at one point, he once drank 107 beers on a cross-country flight. Now, this story seems to get more and more conflated every time it's told.
Is he Andre the Giant?
And then you add in the fact that Wade Boggs would eat chicken before every game, and then he drank 107 beers and ate an entire bucket of chicken. But that's a cross-country flight.
Yeah,
that's a hop, skip, and a jump compared to 14, 15 hours on a plane. Think of the damage that Wade Boggs could have done flying from Chicago to Taiwan.
So if he's averaging 10 beers an hour, oh my gosh. So
Wade Boggs, by the way, unlike Elvis, is still alive. And he actually, I think he looks to be in pretty good shape, Wade Boggs, the last time that I saw him.
If he was on a 14-hour flight, he could pound 140 beers. I don't know. I just feel like maybe he wouldn't still be alive if that were true. That's a lot of beers.
Text line wants to know if Wade Boggs is the original Bill Brasky. The stories are out there. Jeff Nelson, who was a teammate of Boggs in New York when he was with the Yankees, said that he would routinely drink. He said it would start in the clubhouse before the bus left for the airport, but that he would start. This is Wade Boggs, who had a career batting average somewhere in the neighborhood like 328.
3,000 hits.
3,000 hits. Career batting average way over 300. And that's dedication.
It's impressive, but man. So you're saying that his teammate confirmed the fact that he would drink 60 beers on a road trip?
Routinely drink anywhere between 40 and 60, yes. I undersold his career batting average by 5 points. My apologies to Wade Boggs in case he's listening. It was 328 career batting average. Wins above replacement for his career, 91.1.
Was he drinking O'Doul's?
Miller Lite, I believe, was his water of choice. Ron Hunt, the great third baseman, formerly of the New York Mets, St. Louis Cardinals, when he was inducted into the Cedar Rapids Baseball Hall of Fame one year at the Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet, once invited me to sample the water with him at the hotel bar. He wasn't sampling water that night. You have not lived until you've hung around with a former Major League Baseball player from the 70s or early 80s. That era, those guys are, some of them can be out there. Ron Hunt was out there, but he was a lot of fun.
Are you talking about our friend Tom Lawless again?
Tom Lawless fits into that. Man, if I had a recorder on me that night, some of the stories that he was telling. Tom Lawless, who was featured rather prominently the other day on MLB's Twitter. It was a question about the member of the 1987 Cardinals who had the most plate appearances with zero home runs. During the regular season, Lawless had a pretty famous home run off Frank Viola in the World Series. So TV last night, getting caught up on, unfortunately, and Mark Dukes didn't want to discuss this with me today, but the DVR malfunctioned last night, and we didn't get to see Bachelor in Paradise. So we're still getting caught up on that. So as I was flipping around the channels last night, I came across on ESPNU. Please tell me that you're watching this, because I know that you're a huge college football fan, and we've talked about this. Being PJ Fleck. They're two episodes into the four-episode series. Episode number three airs tonight, but I've got good news for you. The first two episodes, I think, are going to be replayed leading up to three tonight.
And luckily now I have a DVR, so I can record all of that. I forgot all about that. I forgot that PJ Fleck was going to have his own TV show.
It's done by Bo Mattingly, who is a radio guy in Arkansas, and he did the first series on Brett Bielema. And it started out on the web, and then ESPNU
aired it. Is that suitable for TV?
Aired it. I thought the Bielema one was okay. The PJ Fleck one is really well done. Unfortunately, I don't think it features any of his time at Big Ten Media Day this year. I don't think we made the cut. We were not elite enough, but I'm watching this, and one of the things that they showed last night was we talked about the NCAA rules the other day and how ridiculous they are, and there are loopholes, and I think a good coach or a good coaching staff figures out how to successfully navigate the loopholes.
Yep.
And one of the stories that's told on, I think it was the first episode of Being PJ Fleck, is you're not allowed to put videos out there of prospects attending your camps.
That's correct.
And the loophole apparently was you're not featuring them, but they can be in video if you're promoting your camps.
So you can't say, oh, well, so-and-so is at our camp, here's a video, right? But hey, come to our satellite camp.
And
you're not naming that person by name, but it's video of that person performing at your camp.
So PJ Fleck did this, and the video went out on Twitter, and 70 schools reported him to the NCAA. And it was technically legal. But that's a sort of a little bit of an insight into the cutthroat business that is big time Division I college football, that you're being watched heavily.
Especially him.
By other schools, and they want nothing more than to take you down.
Especially a guy like that.
I can't believe that A, you forgot about it, and B, that you haven't been watching it.
I know. I'm pretty disappointed in myself today. But PJ Fleck is the new age coach, and I think a lot of college football coaches, maybe I'm breaking news to you, Todd. I don't think I am, but a lot of college football coaches are very paranoid. They're very paranoid. So when a new guy comes along who's had the success that that PJ Fleck has had at Western Michigan, and that is really his claim to fame. The Twitter is so much a part of his recruiting. It's a part of his program's identity. So you have to believe that all 129 other coaches are watching and following him on Twitter just to see that one slip up. And if they think they even have an inkling that he slipped up and committed any kind of violation, he's going to get reported to the NCAA. No questions asked.
So my wife is unfamiliar with PJ Fleck, really doesn't know anything about him other than the fact that when we came home from Chicago, she said, "How was the trip and who'd you have on the show?" Because I have to tell her because she doesn't listen to the show, which God bless her. And I said, "Oh, you know, it was great. Ferentz was there. We got all three of the Iowa players. Probably the biggest guest that we got non-Iowa was PJ Fleck, who's the new head coach at Minnesota." And that was about all she knows about PJ Fleck. She doesn't know anything about Row the Boat. She doesn't know anything about Western Michigan and going from winning one game to taking him to the Cotton Bowl. None of that. None of that. She watched about 15 minutes of the program last night and is now convinced that PJ Fleck is a great guy and that I think she would run through a wall for him. And if you watch the show, I get it. He's at Minnesota now, and there's probably a lot of Iowa fans that automatically hate the guy. But check it out. It's on ESPNU, Being PJ Fleck. And it's really some really good insight into – it's kind of like Hard Knocks a little bit because, as you said, most college football coaches are paranoid, and the last thing that they want is to be followed around by cameras everywhere. But you get the sense that PJ Fleck – sort of understands where we're going and that it's 2017 and you've got to use, as he said, I think the example was apropos because he's talking about the loophole in the video that featured but didn't feature prospects and getting around that. Well, he's got a 4-episode television show on ESPNU, which goes into how many hundreds of thousands, millions of homes across the country. And look at the exposure that he's getting for his program in doing that.
And he, within the college football circles, not only with the coaches like I just brought up, but with the players. Players from other schools are noticing. Players, so I know that recruits in high school are noticing as well. I've talked to a couple of players, not just at the University of Memphis, but I've talked to some players that play at different schools, and every time I get the response of, man, I wish that guy was my coach. That guy is the guy that I would run through a wall, like you said your wife would, for. Because the amount of, I don't even know how to describe it, but the way that he leads his program, and just, you look at his former players, and it was interesting to me because we chatted about this with him at Big Ten Media Day. He's a Greg Schiano disciple. And one of the big complaints about Greg Schiano
is... That sounds sadder than it actually is because Greg Schiano is a pretty decent coach.
He's a decent coach, but one of the big complaints about him was that his players didn't like him. He was not a player's coach. And
what's one of the complaints was his players hated his guts.
The biggest complaint was the players hated his guts, and he was a control freak. And you talk to players that played for PJ Fleck, and they all love him. The current players, the former players. So it's always interesting, and I caution people when making comparisons about coaches who used to work for other coaches. I hear the comparison between Kirk Ferentz and Bill Belichick all the time, and I think that there are a lot of comparisons there. But when we had AJ Eads on at the former Hawkeye on who at the Big Ten Championship game, who
which
played
seems
for,
like it was a million years ago.
It was a million
ago.
Years ago, but we asked him, how similar are they? And he said there's a lot of similarities, but they're different people. So I think it's very interesting when we're comparing different coaches to guys that they work for, not taking into account that they might be different people, because I can't draw two different coaches any clearer than PJ Fleck and Greg Schiano.
He talked about, and he told us a little bit about this in Chicago, but he goes into better detail on the program last night about playing for, or working with and playing for different coaches, and who he has taken some stuff with. Jim Nolan in San Francisco, who was coach with the 49ers. Jim Tressel gave him his first coaching job as a GA with Ohio State. And Greg Schiano, which he mentions both as offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator. His defensive coordinator is Rob Smith, who was a GA for Kirk Ferentz in Iowa about 15 years ago. I highly recommend it if you're a Big Ten football fan, especially if you're an Iowa fan and you've got it out for Minnesota, because I'm sure this will gear you up even more for the Battle of Floyd of Rosedale coming up later this season. But episode 3 airs at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPNU, and you can catch episodes 1 and 2. I think they're replaying it beforehand. October 28th is this year's Floyd of Rosedale game with Minnesota, by the way. I thought it was interesting stuff and a little bit of insight into the man who, moving forward, we talked yesterday about Matt Campbell not saying Iowa and adding to the rivalry, or maybe intensifying the rivalry between Iowa State and Iowa. I think PJ Fleck's presence at Minnesota is going to elevate the Minnesota-Iowa rivalry as well. It could be a really fun time ahead for Hawkeye fans with the presence of PJ Fleck and Matt Campbell. Now, Mike Riley is about the polar opposite at Nebraska.
Yes, he is.
Now, I guess if Bo Pelini were still in Nebraska, I mean, I guess a lot of Iowa fans don't want to admit it, but Northwestern's sort of a rival, and you've got Pat Fitzgerald, who's a guy that Iowa fans find it really easy to dislike. And isn't that part of, or a major piece of a rivalry, is having another coach on the opposite sideline that you really don't like? I mean, it makes it really hard to hate your rival when you look over there and go, "Yeah, I like that guy."
That's half the battle. That's the half of the definition of a rivalry.
I don't think Iowa fans like Matt Campbell. I don't think Iowa fans like PJ Fleck. And I know Iowa fans don't like Pat Fitzgerald. They could not care less about Mike Riley. That guy is something to the left of vanilla ice cream as far as ginning up outrage for a rivalry. But then again, the last couple times the Hawkeyes have played Nebraska, they've let the...
Mike from Marengo says Mike Riley makes sleeping puppy dogs look exciting. That's true.
And you got, and you know what? Paul Christ at Wisconsin isn't exactly Vince the Sham Wow guy either. I mean, he'd kind of put you to sleep.
He's actually more boring than Mike Riley is. Mike Riley actually just genuinely is a really nice guy, which you don't find too often in the college football coaching ranks.
75-34, I was living in Southwest Michigan when Western Michigan hired Fleck. The local news did a story prior to his first game to hype the new uniforms, his zany attitude, and the row the boat mantra. I asked myself, who on earth is this goofball? Well, the goofball has made his way to the Twin Cities, and I think he's going to be on the scene for quite some time. 4:53, we'll take a quick break. We come back, Kyle will give us a PJ Fleck free big board update, and we'll head toward hour number two. Royce Lewis, the number one pick in this year's MLB draft, is joining us in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this.
Napa Know How.
The Napa Legend battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25. Or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
guys. Get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 straight fit for $39.99 and 511 slim fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at jcp.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/17, 8/20 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
4:55, welcome back. It's the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, who's joined us in studio. That can mean only one thing. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men's basketball team released its full schedule for the upcoming season this afternoon. They'll play 2 exhibitions, beginning with William Jewell College, a private Division II school in Missouri. The first regular season home game will be on November 10th with Chicago State, and the first conference game will be at home against Penn State on December 2nd. The Iowa women will begin Big Ten play on December 28th in Wisconsin, and will play their first home conference game on December 31st hosting Michigan. Seniors linebacker Josie Jewell and offensive lineman Sean Welsh were named second-team All-Americans by Sports Illustrated today. Jewell and Welsh joined the likes of Desmond King and Brandon Scherf as preseason selections by Sports Illustrated. The Iowa baseball team left on their flight to Taiwan last night on their way to represent the United States at the World University Games. Other countries competing are France, China, Russia, Japan, South Korea, Czech Republic, and Mexico, who the Hawkeyes will play in their first game on Sunday. The Colonels beat the Burlington Bees last night 5-2, thanks primarily to a 3-run home run by Caleb Hamilton in the first inning. They've split the first 2 games, but they'll play the 3rd of 4 tonight with Tyler Watson taking on Jose Suarez beginning at 6:30. The Twins fell to the Indians last night 8-1, but they'll be right here on KGYM again tonight after our show. It's going to be Kyle Gibson and Carlos Carrasco on the mound with first pitch set for 7:10. You can hear it on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll hear from you again coming up in about 20, 25 minutes. Royce Lewis, the number one pick in this June's Major League Baseball draft, hitting .538 as a member of the Cedar Rapids Colonels after joining them on Saturday. He's only played in 3 games with the team, but his immediate impact has been hard to ignore anybody that has seen him play. He got the night off last night for the Colonels, his first night off. He's going to be back in the lineup tonight as they're taking on the Bees. Back home again, as we mentioned, on Friday, the Beloit Snappers come to town, and that's a 4-game homestand that wraps up with a noon game on Monday, which means you could go check out the Colonels and catch the eclipse at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Royce Lewis with us next. You're listening to the Todd Bromwellkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on 106.3, 107.5, and 1600 AM KGYM.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
Metro PCS announces the best unlimited deal in wireless. Get 2 lines of unlimited 4G LTE data for just $75, period. Plus, get 2 free 32-gig LG K20 Plus phones when you switch. All on a reliable 4G LTE network. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. Video streams at up to 480p. Top 3% of customers using greater than 32 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.